going on, people? This is Lecrae.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Kel Mitchell.
Picky Wine is that would be me.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Brian Hooks.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Dr. Dorinda Clark Cole.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's your boy, Kev, on stage.
Yo, what's up? This is Doug E. Fresh.
What up? It's DJ Emmy for that Breakfast Club.
What's up, everybody? It's Mr. Talkbox.
Hello there. This is Kim Burrell.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Cardi Cortez.
Well, hello there. I am Jacqueline Carr.
Good afternoon. It's Jess with the Mess.
Hey, everyone. This is Faith Jesse.
My name is Kid from Kid and Play.
Peace to the planet. Charlemagne the God here.
What's up, y'all? Las Vegas. It's Said Entertainer. I want you to download and tune into the greatest gospel station in the Las Vegas area.
It's the number one gospel station.
Number one gospel station.
Number one gospel radio.
Check it out. I need you to do me a favor. I need you to go download Anointed Radio app.
From either the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
For 24/7 gospel.
Make sure to check out their website at anointedradionetwork.com.
Music for the soul, music for your spirit, music to lift your heart.
That soul food for your body, that energy for your spirit.
Gospel in the morning, gospel for lunch, gospel at dinner, and then you go to sleep. You know what? Guess what? You're dreaming about some gospel.
Sometimes these are the songs that really uplift us and get us through some of the tough times.
Salute Pastor Jay Calhoun and Anointed Radio.
No, your boy wouldn't steer you wrong. Go listen right now. You feel me?
Check them out without no doubt, because gospel is what it's all about.
Hey, everybody, this is Pastor Jay, and like always, we're going to start off in the normal fashion, and the normal fashion is this. We're going to come out with a scripture and then a prayer, and the scripture we're coming out of is 2 Thessalonians 3:5, and it says, may the Lord direct your heart into God's love and Christ's perseverance. Lead with love. Simple as that. Lead with love. Whatever you do, lead with love. Love should be in your attitude. Love should be in your actions and everything that you do. Lead with love. That is of God, is when you lead with love. Yes, we've been hurt. Yes, people have done us wrong and talked about us and cast us away. But they did it to Jesus, like my grandmama used to say. They did it to Jesus. Why wouldn't they do it to you? So stop taking it personal and lead with love and watch how the floodgates will open for you in your life personally. Amen. Amen. Dear Father God, we just ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you would come through tonight, that let something be said that could be able to encourage someone to be able to get closer with you, Lord. God, let us be able to even heal the brokenhearted, to be able to fix the heartstrings that's been really damaged and hurt by people, God. I just ask you to just be able to heal them so that they could be able to forgive, to be able to uplift, to be able to encourage, to be able to do the things that you ordained us to do, which is to love our neighbor like we love ourselves. But to love God with all our heart, mind, and soul. So God, to restore us in our heart, to be able to know how to truly love ourselves and love others. God, we just ask you to be able to let us reach the unreachable, teach the unteachable, and even touch somebody with the hardest heart to say, what can I do to be saved? God, enlarge the territory of Anointed Radio to get to new broadcasts, new areas, new places, new platforms, new airwaves, new countries, new people that want to see great representation of you, Lord. God, we just thank you for everything that you're doing to keep us this week and being able to cover us with the danger seen and unseen. God, we just thank you for everything that you're doing. God, we just ask you to be able to bless everybody under the sound of my voice, that they could see the evidence of you in their day-to-day life, that they could be able to truly understand their purpose and their way in you, Lord. And God, we just ask you to just be able to heal them from whatever iniquities, any type of illness, any type of mindset, to bless their finances, to break every chain that's holding them back so that they could truly be free in you, and free indeed is what your word says. So God, we just ask you to be able to show up tonight and show out. Let your Shekinah glory be able to come and fall down on us, to be able to truly show our light in this dark world. So God, we just thank you. We glorify you. God, we just ask you to have your presence, have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 This is Pastor Jan. Like always, I got something to say. And you know, I always got something to say. And what I got to say is this: you can follow me at Anointed Jalon on all social media platforms. That is what you see on the screen. But if you can't see on the screen, it's Anointed, A-N-O-I-N-T-E-D, Jalon, J-A-Y-L-O-N. I know you want to call me Jalon. I've been on a promotion tour for Can I Get a Little Grace? And guess what? They all call me Jalon. But my name is Jalon, y'all. You don't have to buy the vowel. You don't have to buy the extra E. Just give them the O and you got my name. Amen. Amen. And with that, you can follow all my music at all the digital streaming platforms. Jesus, you make me happy. Renew my praise. My team reps, Jesus, slip away. My whole discography is on digital streaming platforms where you can listen to all music. But you can definitely go check out Can I Get a Little Grace? Can I get a little mercy? Can't you pray for me? I'm just saying, can't you pray for me? Definitely pray for me while you go and check out Can I Get a Little Grace. And I want to put this announcement out there. Right now, we are in the running as a candidate for a nomination for the Stellar Awards. Yes, the platform you watch day, every week on this day, on Wednesday, representing Las Vegas in the gospel scene, is nominated for, not nominated, but candidate for nomination for the Stella Award. So definitely, if you haven't checked, go to Anointed Radio Facebook page or go to my personal page at Jay Calhoun, and you can go click the link. You can vote every day. You can vote on different Wi-Fi. You could vote on other people's phones, but just go vote. Go vote for us for Anointed Radio to be able to get through these two rounds. We have to go through round one, which ends April 17th. And then after that, there'll be a second round. And then the official nominees will come out, I believe, in May. So definitely keep voting for us. Share with your mama and them and your favorite cousin and them. The link to go and vote for Anointed Radio, Las Vegas' number one gospel station. And it's free. I'm not even asking y'all to. Some stations be like, well, we need donation. I never asked for donations. I never asked y'all for nothing. But I'm asking y'all something today, and that's to go vote. Click the link in my Facebook on the post. It's pinned on both sides. Or you could go to thestellaawards.com, go to radio ballot of 2024, and go all the way down to internet radio category. There'll be a box next to Anointed Radio, and you'll see Jalon Calhoun as representative for it. Click that box, go all the way to the bottom, click certify your vote, and bam, you are done. And you could do that every day. So definitely, I know we could do it. Las Vegas, let's bring it home. They're going to be here in Las Vegas, so it will be great to have representation at the Stellars of somebody homegrown here in Las Vegas and not have to travel. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't got to travel to go to Stella's. It's around the corner. So with that, make sure you guys go share it. I'm going to keep talking about it. I'll be making posts until it's official. So keep y'all updated with that. With that being said, make sure you share, like, subscribe. All my people on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, even Twitch. Make sure you share, like, subscribe, tell everybody Anointed Radio is on. I know some of the people is, you know, either getting off work or just getting on their phone. Guess what? It's going to be a great interview tonight. I want you to make sure that everybody tune in. And if you haven't followed us on YouTube or Facebook, go ahead to Anointed Radio page, push the like button. Every time we go live, you will be notified. YouTube, all the YouTube people, if you click that bell, bing, you're subscribed. Every time we go live, you'll never miss a show. We have some great shows tonight. We have some great shows coming. Make sure you share. All right. And make sure y'all go vote. I'm gonna say it all. This whole thing. Y'all can get tired of me. Go vote. Amen. thestellaawards.com or my post. and put Anointed Radio on that good thing. Bink for free. You know what I'm saying? Bink for free, you know, and go and vote for Anointed Radio. We work real hard. I appreciate my whole team here. And I just want us to be able to come and represent at the Anointed. See, I was going to say Anointed Radio Awards. Look at God just putting something in my brain. But the Stella Awards, make sure you guys go and vote, y'all. With that being said, I'm going to bring up my co-host. But shout out to my two co-hosts, Prophets Tish and Miss Yielded. Both, they are in absence today. They have things that they're doing with traveling and all that good stuff. Everybody busy. Man, I'm busy. Everybody is busy just traveling and conferences. And speaking of conferences, if you're going to be in Chicago, Chi-Town, if you're going to be in Chicago, Friday to Saturday, you could be able to go to the Glory Encounter Conference, which will be in Chicago, where you could be able to come and meet Pastor Jay. I'll be there Friday and Saturday helping lead worship with my good friend, Choir Boy Cam, where we're going to bring down some worship and praise. Hallelujah. It's conference season, y'all. I think I got a conference almost every month or event. So meet us out there. Come and check us out. Say, hey, Pastor Jay, I wanted to meet you in person. You know, I could pray, do my Monday prayer on Saturday, Friday, and Sunday with you. Amen. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and bring my co-host in station today. I got Miss Keisha Glass, y'all. Miss Keisha, go ahead and tell everybody where they could find you and all that good stuff. See, we can't hear you because you're on mute, but we're gonna get it all right. Hey, look at God.
Good look at Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I am here. Hello. Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much, Pastor Jay. I just went and voted. So y'all make sure y'all vote for us. I am Keisha Latour Glass. You can follow me on all social media platforms at KeishaLatour.net. And I miss my other two co-hosts. Hope they're doing well. See y'all soon. But yeah. Make sure y'all vote on today and every day, all right?
Amen. And I want to bring up our guest today, a powerful woman of God that is doing so many great things in literature and movies and all these future projects that she has. I want to bring up, I met her last year in Atlanta, Georgia at another conference. See, I be at conferences, y'all. Y'all be thinking I don't be traveling. I be traveling, meeting with the people and worshiping and spreading the gospel. And I met her at the conference and I was like, I got to get her on the show. So guess what? I got her on the show, y'all. So with that, everybody, Miss Doctor. See, Miss Doctor, Apostle Doctor Jackie Hadnock. Everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Hey, hey, hey.
Hi, Keisha. Hi, Pastor Jay.
How you doing?
I am good. I'm good. Running on a whole lot of fumes, but I'm good.
So let everybody know. Let everybody know where they could follow you, your website, your social media, all that good stuff.
Wow, I'm plugging in my, thanks, baby. First of all, you can reach me on, you find me on Facebook under Apostle Jackie Brown Hadnock. You can find me on Instagram, but I don't go there very often. You can go to my website, jackiehadnock.com, or my business, malibouche.com, or bloodonthewall-themovie.com, all of that.
So everybody, make sure you go and follow her on all those platforms that she just mentioned. Make sure you go and check out her website, because that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to talk about everything that she is doing in this great ministry that she's in right now, that she's out there and spreading the gospel and having testimony and all that great stuff. So you got to go follow her. I mean, go follow and add and support and do all these things. Amen. Amen. Y'all can get that when y'all get home. Amen. So with that, let me pay some bills. Pay some bills real quick. If you didn't know, the WNBA Lady Aces, our two-time back-to-back champions are going back, coming back into a new season. Make sure that you guys go out and get your tickets. Single game tickets have just went on sale. So definitely go check out the Lady Aces and all the great things that they've been doing. Continue to watch it. I see a three-peat. I'm just going to speak it now. Hopefully, it, you know, the prophetic work on that. A three-peat with Lady Aces coming, because, I mean, our team is stacked. Las Vegas on in the Women Basketball League right now is championed. So, and we'll see how the draft goes, but it's going to be some great things. And talking about champions, we'll talk about our other champions here in the city, the Las Vegas Golden Knights, who won the Stanley Cup last year. They're in season right now where they're playing, so definitely go check them out. And go check out the Raiders, Las Vegas Raiders. One day, I don't know when that day is, we're going to win.
Someday.
Amen. But someday, hopefully not when Jesus comes. We're going to win a Super Bowl to have most of our teams be champions. So I was going to say Pastor, Coach AP. Come on now, you was a player, Antonio Pierce Whitley. You was a player. Let's play into this playoffs and play into some Super Bowls. We missed our own city Super Bowl, but guess what? In New Orleans, everybody beats them Saints. I'm just saying, everybody beats them Saints. So we got to go down to New Orleans and do something. So everybody, make sure that you go check them out. And if you didn't know, latest news: the Tropicana has passed away. The Fune was just a week ago, where they closed down and turned off the lights and locked up the keys of the famous almost 60 something year casino named the Tropicana, where the Tropicana will be tore down in October. I probably will go because I've never been to one. I missed the Riviera and the Clarion. So I'm going to go check out the Tropicana because it meant some. I stayed at the Tropicana before I lived in Vegas. So, I have memories of going to the hotel and seeing it. It was old, though. You know, in some rooms, it was old. But the Tropicana will be dropped and exploded in October. Then they'll start building for the stadium and a new casino. So it's going to be for a price of one. Two new locations: the Las Vegas new athletic baseball MLB team will be here where the Tropicana was, and it will be a new casino as well. So a lot of great things are happening in Las Vegas. Too much traffic. I know most of the people out there in Vegas can feel my pain, how our traffic went from 25 minutes anywhere in town to an hour due to the fact that we are now getting a super train. They shut down the monorail that's going to be on the strip, and now we're going to get a bullet train that's going to take you from Las Vegas to Los Angeles in 1 hour.
Wow.
So in 1 hour, everybody say one. In 1 hour, yeah, the bullet train will be there. And then I know that they're working future wise for the train to get from LA to be a transfer point to now go to the Bay Area. So you could be able to be in Vegas from the Bay Area in 2 hours. It's kind of longer than the plane ride, because plane ride from the Bay is only 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. But if you don't like planes, you could be from San Francisco to Vegas in 2 hours, if there's no traffic at the transfer point. But that is what's going on. There's a lot of things that's happening in the city where their Tropicana is almost completed, where they are fixing the on-ramp for the Tropicana exit. And there's so many more things that's happening, but definitely go check out all of sports and Las Vegas updates. A lot of things are coming. I remember when I got to the city, there was no teams. It was like a small town with a population of a lot of people. Now it's not. So we're really developing, and we're feeling the pain, because everybody, do you know what Las Vegas's state flower is? I'm gonna ask everybody on here today with me. So Dr. Jackie and Keisha, do you know what the Las Vegas state flower is?
No,
I don't.
It's the construction.
I know what the Kansas flower is.
See, it's the construction cone, because that's all you'll see in Las Vegas. No matter where you go, you see construction cones everywhere, on the streets, on the freeway. So that is our state flower.
Wow.
It was a dad joke, but it failed. Epically. But with icebreaker question, we're going to go ahead and get into our icebreaker question. And our icebreaker question is this. Since I have a lot of people with writing, if you had to write a new story about you, what would you title it?
I would title mine, "She Didn't Give Up."
She didn't get up. Okay.
She didn't give up.
She didn't give up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dr. Jackie?
My title would be "Armed and Dangerous."
Okay.
Ooh, I think that would be it. Armed and Dangerous.
Okay. Okay. For me, I would say I'm book smart. Yep. That would be my title. I'm book smart. People know me. They know why I would name it. But yes, shout out to all the college students out there. Y'all are all book smart. I believe in y'all. Keep doing them assignments and keep grinding. Don't let nobody stop you. Yeah. All right, y'all.
Yeah.
y'all not liking my iceberg question or y'all liking my dad jokes?
Both.
And we're going to go into an interview with Dr. Jackie Hadnot. If you have not shared, like, subscribe, make sure you share, like, subscribe. I see everybody out there. Make sure you register with the podcast by hitting that like button and share button and really register that we can see y'all. We like y'all talking to us. And I see my uncle out there, and he said that his would be the reformation and advancement of Mr. Walls. I would change that to the renovation of Mr. Walls. Ooh.
Renovate. Now that's good.
Renovate, because you know his last name Wall. I always think he's the lost relative of the Walls Group. He was the only Walls I knew until the Walls Group came out.
Uh-huh.
And that's his people. I believe that's his people. But one thing I want to first ask, and like, just to kind of introduce you to some and reintroduce you to others, is where is your home? Where were you? I guess you could say, where is your hometown? And where do you reside now?
I was raised in St. Louis, Missouri, and now I reside in Kansas City.
Okay. And the first thing I would ask is, what was the very first ministry that you did in church?
Ooh, the very first ministry I did in church was, in church I taught Sunday school. And outside of church, the first ministry was passing out Bibles on the street corner or the nursing home. Let me take that back. It was the nursing home.
Okay.
Two of them.
Okay. So getting to know you a little more, what was your inspiration to get you into literature and education, because I believe you have an education background? What was the thing that sparked that?
Well, I'd have to go back to being 15 years old, the night my mother died. She had me make her two promises. Promise number one was, don't have any babies before you get out of high school. I said, but that's easy. I'm 15. I'm still a virgin. I ain't thinking about no sex. Number two was, always strive to have your own, because I don't want you to have to kiss anybody's hind part, because nobody's going to treat you like your mother treats you. And to strive to have my own meant I needed an education. So I pushed myself through school because there was no one really to push me. You know, both my parents were dead. So I was the encouragement to push me to go forward.
So what was the main things that you can say that really was the things you told yourself to encourage yourself in that moment? Because like you said, you had no parents or really any outside influence to really encourage you while getting your education. So what was one of the things that you would tell yourself in those moments where you felt like, man, this is a lot, or you felt like giving up? What was the things that you would tell yourself?
Make your mother proud. That was it. Make your mother proud.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So going and you got your education, did you go and follow that as a career?
My original degree is in accounting and finance, because I love numbers. So I always wanted to be an accountant. So I went to school initially and got my degree in accounting and finance. And I started my own accounting practice, which I operated for 30 years. I love to learn. I'm a geek by nature. So I love to learn. I love to read. So I just kept going back to school.
Speaking of that, what was one piece of literature that inspired you? We all have that one author that I'll give mine. My favorite author was Malcolm X. I liked the way he showed his duality, of being from the streets, but then he was showing how you could be educated and well-spoken. And when I wrote his autobiography, and then another person that just kind of make my brain drift was Stephen King, because I read his book It, and that book took me all summer to read. And Kwan, there's another author out there named Kwan, K-W-A-N, dope black author that he makes a lot of. He made this book, it was called Hoodlum, and it was about a black godfather, like the mafia godfather. And it was really a great read. So what was some literature that you could say really stood out and really stuck with you and inspired you?
Let's see. Miles Monroe always stuck with me. I love to read his books. And let me see, I would read a lot of Joyce Meyer books. And then there was a book called God is My CEO. And that book revolutionized my life in terms of how I deal with, how I look with business. God is My CEO. Best book in the world you could ever read.
And what's one quote from that book that you would say that really stood out?
Oh. Basically, the quote was making God your CEO, making him the head of your business, making him the head of your life. I'm paraphrasing, but that's what it meant. Head of your business. You don't own the business. You work for the business, and God is the CEO for the business. And that inspired me I basically wrote a contract between me and God, and I signed the contract. I said, now this is your business. If you want it to grow, it'll grow. If you want it to fail, it'll fail. If you want me to close it, it'll close it. And I gave him the contract. And that very same week, I had a phenomenal summer. And I think the revenue that just in that 3 days was like $1,900. And I was sewing into the ministry, because I worked 3 days in the summer and I go and travel and do stuff. And so we were birthing the ministry back then. And I said, God, how much, you're the CEO of this business. How much do you want me to sew into the ministry so we can get it started? He said, give it all. And I made a deposit check. The deposit slip was like $1,919.36. I wrote the check, wrote the deposit, then I wrote the check, gave it to the ministry. The next week I came back and I had another phenomenal week, and the deposit was $1,919.39. And I said, wait a minute, I remember that number. And I went back to the deposit ticket from the week before, and it was exactly 3 pennies more. And that's when I knew that God definitely had to be the CEO of the business.
Amen. And how was that? Because I know for me, speaking for me, give it all. I'm like, Jesus, for real? Give it all? You show? I don't think I heard that right. God be having to hit me in the back of my head like, I said all. You like, oh. Who needs these bills? Don't say all. They be coming still. But how was that moment? Because being able to be obedient in that moment, how was that for you?
Phenomenal. It felt wonderful because just to be able to trust him like that. Don't never mind your bills. Never mind whatever's got to come, because if I'm the CEO, I'm going to provide for you. So it was nothing for me to make that deposit ticket and then write that check to the ministry. It meant nothing except for I'm going to obey God. Come what may, I'm going to obey God, because this is his business. He's the boss, and I'm going to do the thing like he tells me to do it. And I did.
Okay. So what was one thing that you could say that you had to learn doing business that really elevated you? Some things that you, because a lot of it is learning curves that we all learn through with the peaks and the lows. So what was one determining factor in business that you really felt like you had to really get over that hump in?
It was, that's a good one. Don't compromise. And because I was an accountant and a tax preparer, because I did taxes for 30 years. I still do a few right now for extra money. But the thing I had to learn was not to compromise. And I even had to escort some people out of my office because they wanted me to do some shady things on their paperwork. And I had no problem, because if it's God's business and I'm dealing shady, then I'm making God look shady when there's a big old sign on my wall that says, God is my CEO. And so I learned not to compromise and trust God.
That's deep.
That's good. And you know, I want to say this. I want to go back to God as my CEO, because I have a business myself. And I remember when I started, I said, God, listen, I'm the CEO. I had to look into what CEO was and what COO was. And it actually taught me who basically the CEO is and who the COO is. And I said, okay, God, if you are the head of my life, if you are the center of my, and I actually depend on you, I actually, you know, this is yours. You gave me the vision. So I'm going to depend on you. And I said, you first in my life. And I'm okay. You're the head. That means you are the CEO. How did you really know that you put him? Because I know that I trust God. And, you know, for the people out there that has businesses and they say they depend on God and they say they trust God, and they, you know, and then when things come up on them, they're like, okay, God, are you there? And they kind of like, they start fearing, you know, what's happening, because of life is, you know, life is lifing, as they say. And how do you really, as you say, see, God is my CEO, which I do say that God is my CEO, but I mean, there are times where, you know, you just like want to give up. So as far as trusting God, when you say you trust God, you got to really know that you trust God. Do you really know? Do you really mean that? Because, you know, when life comes, you'll be like, oh man, and you'd be ready to give up. But knowing the fact that giving up is not an option, but it's hitting you so hard to where you're like, okay, I know you hear God, but I don't feel you. What do you say for someone like that?
I would say, what if you call, let me give you just a good analogy. What if you call him and don't feel him near you? Are you going to trust him? What if your bank account is low? Are you going to trust him? What if you got a light bill over here at your house and the light bill at your business? Are you going to trust God? The thing I would say is strategy is the first thing. And for every business owner out here, the reason I didn't just survive, but I thrived, is because I am a big proponent of multiple streams of income. If you are an entrepreneur, you cannot rely on just one stream of income, because there's feast and there's famine. And sometimes when we get into the feast, we're spending. Now looking at, okay, when I get to 6 months in, because every business has a season when they have a downtime. So your season for your business, you have to learn your season of your business. The first 6 months you may have feast, but the last 6 months you may have famine, because your industry downtime has come. But if you're not putting away money for your season, I don't care if it's $5 a week. You put something away for the famine season. Joseph did it. He had them store up. So for every entrepreneur out here, have multiple streams of income. I have 8 streams of income. So no matter what dries up, I got another stream that's going to start flowing. And be able to tap into those streams and keep each one going. Because as an entrepreneur, you never know, and especially if you're relying on people. If you rely on people, people are fickle. They're going to pay, they'll pay you last and pay everybody first. You know, I'm going to pay Joe Blow and Tom Tom, but I'm going to let you last because, oh, you my girl. I thought you would wait. My bill, the light bill didn't wait on me. So develop as a business owner. Write a business plan, because I teach business management still. Write a business plan for every one of your streams of income and begin to implement each one systematically this month, and wait maybe 6 months, start building it. Just start building tiers for those streams of income. You can become a notary. And I did when I was going through cancer, I became a notary. So that was a stream of income. They were paying me $200 to notarize loan papers at closing companies. I'm done with that right there. But multiple streams of income. I hope that helped the question.
Yes, yes, that did. Thank you. Yes, it did. That's good.
So as an entrepreneur, what is the major things that you see that most entrepreneurs fail in?
Mm-hmm. Undercapitalization. They don't have enough money. Mm-hmm. You go into a business with, if you go into a business undercapitalized, you may not fail, but you're going to struggle. Mm-hmm. So I tell every entrepreneur that I teach, I said, first of all, let's do a budget. Look at all your bills and let's start getting these bills. Let's get everything down. Let's cancel out some of these bills. Let's go through and let's pay off bills. Let's get your credit rating up. So whether you need money or not, because initially the business is going to have to rely on your credit until it gets a DUNS number and it can stand on its own. If you got to get a prepaid credit card just to get your business started, just to get you some credit, and just begin to systematically build your wealth. You know, one of the greatest things that I learned from Warren Buffett, the guy, Mr. Hogue, I can't think of his name, but he said, if you want to build wealth, he said the first $100,000 is the hardest thing to build. He said, but after if you can build $100,000 and put that away, let it earn interest, let it work for you, then you really can move forward, because you and your business can do everything. You may not be able to build $100,000 right away, but set a goal of $25,000, set a goal of $5,000, and get you a credit card. You know, American Express is a great example. They got a regular card and a prepaid card. And just start pouring into somewhere where you can't touch the money. Pour into a money market at the bank that's going to draw interest, but it's still going to give you liquidity. So that even if you came in a crunch, it's in a money market, it's earning a little bit of interest, and you can still be building yourself up for your business.
That's good.
That is good.
So going from a financial background and an education background, what inspired you to start writing books?
God did. He told me, he said, one day you're going to write a book. And I said, really? What am I going to talk about? And I have nothing to say. He said, one day you're going to write a book. And sure enough, I was in between my third and my fourth surgery. I had 3 surgeries on my head, persistent tumors, and I had 1 in my breast. And so in between that, when I was coming out of the final surgery on my head, I started having heart problems because I wasn't getting enough blood flow and oxygen in my body. And God said, you want to be healed? I said, yes. He said, get your healing scriptures. I said, okay. And I got on the floor and I read. And then he said, today you're going to start writing. And I said, writing? I said, but God, my arm. I said, I can't use my arm. He said, go get your computer. You're going to write today. And I began, I sat down as I'm here. And all of a sudden, I wrote, cry aloud, spare not. God's Chosen Fast for You. That was my first book, 325 pages, never wrote a book in my life, this book 300 some pages. And that book, through writing, I was healed of the tumors, I was healed of the heart condition, I was healed of everything, and I got my memory back. So my first writing was that book, because God said.
And that's powerful, because yes, it was writing through your healing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's powerful. And how you wrote, how many books have you wrote?
This book is book number 60. This is 60 right here.
You said 60? 60.
Yes, ma'am. 60, like 60, which is, you'll be that way in about 30 years. You'll be 60.
Wow.
Man.
Wow. Wow.
I did one. I was like, you even did 60. I need to come up a little bit. I need to get my book together.
Me too.
You made me feel like I was slacking a little bit. You said I did 60. I thought you said 16. I was like,
I did too. Okay. I did too.
16.
Wow.
You did 60. I was like, when somebody say run with me and then they take off running, they down the street and you're like, ooh, I ain't catching up to that.
Right. It ain't happening.
I'm going to just go ahead and turn around and go get something to eat.
That is amazing. That's awesome.
So in evolution of all of your books, what is one major thing that you can say helped you keep going and grinding in these books? Because, you know, that's a lot. That's a lot of mm-hmm. literature that you have written. There's a lot of a lot that you've put forth. So what is some of the things for authors that you could tell them to be able to keep on going? Because some people, mm-hmm. man, like people like Pastor Jay, I make one and I could be done. Hallelujah. I know I got a few more, but I don't see Pastor Jay with 60 books. I'm just going to be honest with you. Ooh, but if for authors that have, especially because with writing block and dealing with publishers and dealing with all these different facets mm-hmm. that you have to deal with to make the process complete, mm-hmm. what is some of the things that you can say that you really strived in to keep going and keep creating and keep publishing out these books of all of the 60, y'all, everybody. 60.
Can we all say 60? Okay.
Yeah, 60, not 16. Now we are saying 60 books, y'all.
Right.
That's a lot.
I love it.
She can have her own personal library of all her.
She sure could.
Like that whole bookshelf. That's all mine. That's pick which one you want.
Right.
First of all, you got to have a passion for writing. Mm-hmm. And you also have to have a passion for reading.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't, a writer, some people go into writing expecting to instantly become the J.K. Rowling of everything. Because I'm going to make $1 million off this book. You got one book and you're going to make $1 million. That's not going to happen.
So what you're going to do is not talk about how I thought my T book was going to revolutionize the game. Shout out to Creole Tea Remedies by Jaylon Calhoun. And go get. I got some stuff in there that you ain't never seen before. I am the J.K. Dolans of tea world. Hurt my whole feelings. I said that's what I felt when I wrote my first book. I was like, this book gonna hit. This is it.
Right.
I told my wife, we can retire now. Isn't this it? This is fire. This book here, this book right here.
Quit your job and go on. No. Oh, read my lips today. No.
We're gonna put some on it though. I could put some on it. My revenue checks ain't there yet, but it's gonna get there.
Oh my goodness.
It'll get there.
It'll get there one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but you know what? You can't take it too serious and you can't be disappointed when it doesn't skyrocket and make you a multimillionaire. You just got to keep writing.
Mm-hmm.
Because one day, one of those books is going to hit. This is book number 60. And this was a book I never intended. This was a story I never intended to tell to anybody in the whole wide world. And your plan and God's plan are two different things. Y'all both, God says up and you go and nope. And this book came about because of something that happened when I was 10 years old. My father almost got his whole family wiped out in a, over a bad gambling night because he ran an illegal crap house. And the folks decided they were going to kill him and kill everybody in the house because you can't kill him and not kill us because we were going to tell who did it, okay? So he was going to kill me, my mother, my two brothers, and my Uncle Peter. So my father had to defend himself and defend us, and he had to kill a man that was coming into our house to kill us. And last year, God decided he was going to tell the story. And I said, okay, and I God told me to start writing, and I start writing, and I didn't know he was going to tell this story. You could pick anything else, God, but this. Wow. And so he wanted it, and he said, blood on the wall. And I said, I don't understand, God. He said, blood on the wall. And he took me back to 1970 before y'all was born. And
I for sure was man, not thought of. I for sure. I was not thought of. Nope.
You wouldn't even trunk up.
I don't even think my mama just came on the scene. My
child. There you go. I'm telling my age. But God said he wanted to tell this story. And then while I was typing or writing, he said, you know, this book could be a movie. And I said, really, God? You know, of all the things you could say to me in the middle of the night, that this book could be a movie. But okay, I'm going to keep on writing. And I just kept writing. And the next thing I know, my girlfriend's mom is a film producer. And we were just chatting on the phone. And I told her about the book. And she said, I'm getting my mother on the phone. You need to talk to her. And she got her on the phone and she said, what's the title of the book? I said, Blood on the Wall. She said, the title alone is a movie.
I was just going to say, that title is, wow. I love that title. That title is,
and
yeah.
We are 1 week away from wrapping up filming. And then we go into post-production. We've already been accepted into 3 or 4 TV studios, movie theaters. Dietrich Hatton has a song in the movie. His song he wrote with Young Dro and Beethoven. It is the music for my father's funeral scene. And so we've got some phenomenal award-winning actors in the movie. God just pulled all this together.
Wow.
Mm.
And he asked me, he said, when I got off the phone with Apostle Todman, he said, do you believe I will do this for you? I said, yes, God, I believe. He said, show me. And then he quoted Malachi. He said, test me and see if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing so much so that you won't have room enough to receive it. I said, really, God? That's my word with him. I go, when I'm shocked, I go, really, God? For real? And that was it. And next thing I know, we had a casting call where people were lined down in Atlanta. They were lined out the door. And we just pulled this phenomenal cast together. And we're 1 week away from wrapping up filming.
In Atlanta, you got, that's Black Hollywood, so I could see that going.
Yeah.
Fast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No.
Definitely.
So with the movie, what is your expectations for once everybody? Because, you know, one thing is different when you make a movie that's fictional. When you make a movie that's personal, like, you lived it, you was there. Sometimes some people, you know, get triggered by certain things. What is your expectations once? Oh, you did. So see, I wasn't a prophetic. I'm just, I've been there, done that, got a postcard. So what's your expectation for this movie once it comes out?
I am expecting, first of all, for God to get the glory. I'm expecting people to find healing from their trauma. Because this movie, the real life event is much more traumatizing than people realize. I'm believing that people are going to know that everyday ordinary people like us can do extraordinary things. We don't have to wait for the Oprahs or the Tylers to make a movie. But we can do it if we believe we could take our books, take our stories, and take them to the masses so that people can see that we can do great things, that we don't have to compromise. And the one thing I learned from God is take money out the equation. If you got a book, if you got a story, if you got whatever it is, a business, God told me a long time ago, take money out the equation and ask me for what you need. And so now I live by that. God, you know what I need for this. You know what I need for this movie. You know what I need for this, that, or whatever. So you said to ask me. I'm asking you. And that's what I learned. So I want people to learn to have faith in God, to believe in themselves, to soar to heights that they never thought they could soar to. My husband is in the movie and he's acting and he did a phenomenal job in the movie. And he said, I didn't think I could ever do something like this. So he's in the movie, we're producing, I'm directing, I'm script writing with a professional script writer. And he said, you know, you write more of the script than I'm writing. So I'm doing things and God is stretching. I'm literally, God says, you're gonna have to direct this movie. They're not gonna get it. I'm literally taking over. So the other person went and sat down, took a nap. I'm directing the movie. Let God stretch you. Let him stretch you.
How long did it take for you all to put it all together? How long?
I wrote the book in 3 days.
Wow.
Number one. I wrote the book in 3 days. And the one thing I learned from that is when the anointing of God, because we're on Anointed Radio, vote on the yes. Stellar Awards, shameless promotion, go yes. Vote.
You heard her.
That's right. Shameless promotion. Go vote to the Stellar Awards for Anointed Radio.
Thank you.
I learned to just let God guide my hand, guide my heart, guide my mind. And then I learned to go, people get really annoyed with me when I say this. And they say, well, what are you doing now? I'm waiting on God. I'm waiting on God. Anything that I do, I don't move before I say these words. I'm waiting on God. Conferences, I'm waiting on God. This book, I'm waiting on God. What's next? I'm waiting on God. And in the wait, God will give you the strategy. But if you get ahead of God, you're going to miss a step, and then you're going to be all jacked up and discombobulated.
But while you're waiting, though, it's like, I've heard this cliche, well, you know, God waiting on you. You need to be doing something. You need to be moving. You need to be, you know, I mean, as you are author, you need to write and or you need to go and get your people, the cast and all that. I mean, while you're waiting, what were you doing while you were waiting on God?
That's it. People don't like that. And if you're in business, while you're waiting on God for the move, get a pen and paper and do strategy. Write your strategies out. Bullet points are really good. Bullet points are excellent because God will then take those bullet points and move them around. The first shall be last, the last shall be first. If you're feeling like there's a book or music, just begin to, I sit down with my guitar and I can hear something. And so now we have a whole soundtrack. God said soundtrack. But tell me what it sounds like. Tell me, so I'm watching. So you just got to be looking for God in everything. Just watch for God in movies. I watch for God. I got one of the sound designs for one of the background musics from watching a movie on TV. And my producer, who is helping score the whole soundtrack, he called me and he said, I got four songs that they didn't use, four soundtracks that they didn't use in the Fast and Furious, because he did some of the music. I said, really? He said, you can have them. So he gave me four soundtracks that they didn't use. I'll take the crumbs off the Fast and Furious table any day.
Facts.
I know, right?
Any day. The Fast and the Furious.
Right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 10. Give all me of the crumbs, them. Baby. All of them.
All of them. I think
there's as many Fast and Furious as many books that you didn't wrote.
Right.
This is true.
Right.
But when God is in it, he will give you favor. Favor.
Wow.
So we got favor. Dietrich Hatton gave us a song, gave us all the rights to the song and the video. And something else gave us favor. I can't remember. Oh, I'm too old. I can't remember all that stuff.
That's really powerful. So one thing that I would say is, what is next?
My husband asked me that at the end of the movie. Do you know, actually, there is a movie just the other day, Driving. Because we have to understand, we're here right now, but God is in eternity. So we're here and God is here. So already he's given me blood on the wall too. JJ's journey. JJ is the name. I changed all the names mostly in the movie, you know, mm-hmm. protecting folks and folks will get all crazy. So mm-hmm. JJ's journey. So I'm driving down the street and God gives me blood on the wall too, JJ's journey. And at the end of the movie, you know how they run some credits and then they, some of them, mm-hmm. like in the Marvel movies, they go back in. Well, God has an insert to go back in and it's going to fade in, you know, fade in. And JJ is laying on the floor. I'm just giving away the beginning. And around JJ is a tall glass of water, but the glass is empty. And all of these pill bottles are all around JJ. And JJ is holding the last of her pills and she's crying. Mm. And she's saying, just let me go. Mm. And it fades out. So it's going to lead into Blood on the Wall too.
Mm.
And that's a true story too, because JJ, me, tried to kill herself 3 times.
Mm.
Yeah. 6 months after my mother died, I tried to kill myself for the first time.
Mm. Wow. Mm-hmm. When will we be able to see what, when, where's the movie going to be and all of that? I'm ready to see it.
September. Me too. September 21st is going to premiere in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
And then we go to Greenville, South Carolina the following week. And then we go to Detroit, Michigan with Dr. Joyce and Bishop Haddon. They're hosting a movie theater there. And then we're coming to Kansas City. And I'm looking for other cities to just invite us in. And we're going to come.
You heard it.
Yes.
Go invite it. I might have to, you know, host it here in Vegas, you know.
Yeah, yeah, do that. Yes.
Because I want to see it.
I do and too.
I ain't going to lie to you. I'm tired of traveling. But I'm not tired of y'all inviting me. I am tired of traveling, but I'm not tired of y'all inviting me. So if you want to book Pastor Jay, y'all know what to do. You know what I'm saying?
Bring him on.
But one thing I would say is with all of that, and this will be last question. I know it's getting late.
Mm-hmm.
How do you balance it all?
Mm.
How do I balance it all?
Mm-hmm.
Very carefully. I don't waste a lot of time. I'm not, if I have the television on, I'm an old movie buff. So I love all old TV shows. So the TV will be on, but I'll be working. I don't, when I go to work, I go to create because I'm still operating my perfume business. I'm still creating perfumes for people. And that is how God has financed the movie. He just blew that up all of a sudden. It's like, wow, God, here come all of these people. So I don't bring work home as a whole, but I navigate my time. When I get up in the morning, the first thing I want is a cup of tea, my Bible, some prayer, and some Bible study. Because I can't do anything without starting my day with him. And if I get off track, he'll nudge me back. And I spend time with my husband. I got a son and a daughter. They're grown and gone. But I balance everything very well so that I don't get, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't get burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mm-hmm. get burnt out. But you got to keep, I don't care what is going on. First of all, you got to keep God first. Mm-hmm. Even in the midst of all that I'm doing, God demands that I stay on my faith. And he said, no matter what you do, he said, it's not you doing it. It's me doing it through you and for you. He said, so every word that comes out of your mouth better be to God be the glory. So that keeps you in a place of humility because we just came back from Phoenix, Arizona, and I won the International Impact Award for this book.
Mm.
And I was in the room with multimillionaires, Jack Canfield, who wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul, the guy that wrote the guerrilla marketing book. So I'm in the room with all of these phenomenal people. And God says, when you go up there to accept that award, what you gonna say? I said, I'm going to say to God be the glory. Go sit my little raggedy tail down. That's it. That's it.
That's it. That's all. You heard it. She said what she said.
To God be glory. Amen. And
that's really all you need to say. It's enough right there.
Man, well, Dr. Jackie, I appreciate you for coming on. And in behalf of Anointed Radio, I thank you for
spending
time with us. And like I've told everybody, once you come on the show, you family. So whatever we could do to help promote, any way we could be able to help, just let us know. And we will to be able to help you in the way that you need help in our capability. You know what I'm saying? So we just really appreciate you and thank you for coming on and telling your story with us. And I can't wait to Blood on the Wall. I'm going to go get, I'm going to get me a copy on payday. Because, you know, Creole T Remedies ain't made me J.K. Rowling yet. But y'all could go get Creole T Remedy book, you know, my one and done book. You know what I'm saying?
Your one and only.
One and only. One night only. You know, only one night, though. I'm just saying. So if I definitely going to get my book. I definitely can't wait to see the movie. I'm really inspired.
Me too.
That's nothing to sneeze at. 60 books that you wrote that you can say I left a legacy. That is powerful. So
I
definitely appreciate it that you came and tell us and been transparent with us on what you went through and all the testimony, especially being a cancer survivor and going through that and healing through writing through your healing. That was deep. That stuck with me right there. One more time, go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you, what's your social media, what's your websites, all those things that they can connect with you.
You can find me at JackieHadnot.com, just the way it's spelled down there. Also on Facebook, I'm Jackie Hadnot or Jackie Brown Hadnot. Just Google Jackie Hadnot, it'll come up somewhere. If you want to know more about the movie, go out to YouTube because our movie trailer is out there. For the book and the movie, just put Blood on the Wall - the movie on YouTube, or you can go to Facebook and we have a Facebook page, and Blood on the Wall has its own website. So all of those places you can find me. Just go out there and look, go out and like on Jackie Hadnot, all of that good stuff. And invite us to come to a city near you. You have to just find a movie theater. Hosters will give you, matter of fact, if there's a church out there that's looking for a fundraiser, and God dropped this in my spirit, that we will, let's say the theater holds 300 people, we have 200 shows, and you host us for every ticket sold, we'll give you like $5 a ticket. That adds up in the grand scheme of things.
Right.
That really does add up. When you think about a movie, how many times a movie is sold or how many times a ticket is sold, you could literally pay your church mortgage just with one time with us. Think about it. I mean, we got to have creative ways. You know, they say bring your tithe to the storehouse, but broke people can't bring anything to the storehouse. Let's get with what the Bible says, witty inventions. He said, I shall give you power to create wealth. So if he's given us power to create wealth, let's do what we need to do to generate the wealth so we can pour back into our communities. Our communities are suffering with homelessness and sex trafficking and everything else. But this is the way, this book, I give a lot of these proceeds to a ministry I volunteer for that helps women being sex trafficked. I just put together 50 care kits for them that I'm taking down tomorrow. It takes money for these things. If you want to be effective in your community, run a food pantry. Find ways. You can't just keep pulling on folks. I mean, that's a whole other thing. That's the pastor side. I'm sorry. I'm coming back. All right. I'm back. That's it.
Hey, man. Can't keep pulling on them, people. I'm saying can't keep pulling on. Find any ways to be able to do these things and help your community, because you got to be part of the community for the community to support you. So with that, it ain't got to stop, y'all, because I told y'all I'm not going to end without saying this. But guess what? Y'all need to go vote for Anointed Radio for free, community.
at thestellaawards.com, and you go on my post and you go on and hit that link, or hit the Anointed Radio post and hit that link every day. Tell your mama and them and your cousins and them and everybody, even your enemies. Yep. Like, hey, if you don't like me for real, go vote for Anointed Radio. See, they gonna vote like 17 times. So go ahead and find these creative ways and go ahead and vote for Anointed Radio, so we get through these two rounds, and then we're gonna be sitting there representing Las Vegas in Las Vegas at the Anointed Radio at the Stellars. It's gonna be crazy. You watch us every week. Be part of the family, and let's, as a family, vote together, because a family that votes together stays together. Yeah, I made that up. Sounded good. All right.
Absolutely. Okay. Sounds good when you said it.
I'm just saying. So, yes, make sure you go and follow us on all social media platforms at LV Anointed Radio. Go to anointedradio.com. Check us out for 24-hour gospel. If you want to be a blessing to the ministry, you can check us at Cash App at $ Anointed Radio Network. And you can check out the Anointed Radio app for 24-hour gospel. It's called the Anointed Radio Network app. You'll see the black logo, and it's our new app. Guess what you could do on it? It's daily Bible study on it. You could be able to submit music, all my artists out there. Make it an alarm clock. You could go on, check on our Facebook for updates, 24-hour music. It's all kind of stuff you can do all in one place. I might even add, go vote for us on the app.
Go ahead.
Like, vote for us. I'm doing that tonight. It's going to be on the website and on the app. So make sure you go and get the Anointed Radio app on all of the Apple and Play Store for Android people. It's all day gospel. Why not? I'm just saying. What you waiting for? Go get it. So that, I want everybody to stay safe, stay prayed up, and remember that God got you, despite how it looks, despite how you might feel, despite who might not support you, despite the people that might not push you. God is waiting for you to do the work. He ain't waiting for other people to do the work for you. So just go out there and go do the work and watch how amazing it turns out to be, because God was just waiting for you. And with that being said, guess what? It's done. We're going to see y'all next week. So bye, everybody. Bye. Yeah. Peace out. Vote Stellar Awards. Vote. Bye. I see you. Vote. 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 Vote, everybody. Vote. Yeah, vote. Vote. Vote.